This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. The presupposition is God is, period. One nation under God, America is. Yes, we can all agree. So the presupposition is that God is, so therefore here is his word. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all, not some, of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Okay, now keep in mind, friends, I did not say this. This is the word of the Lord. Everybody can agree that we are one nation under God. And if not, we got a one-way ticket here for you to the communist nation of your choice. One-way ticket, I said. In saying that, friends, we've already seen this as a part of the 55 curses in Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall bring thee and your president, which he shall set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Folks, we have some serious issues going on in the United States of America. Do you know that since 2001, do you know that mosques, there's over 3,100 mosques in the United States of America? I was listening to a former FBI agent who was talking about how mosques are literally, friends, military bases within the United States of America. 3,100 mosques. That's a 74% increase in mosques in the United States of America since September 11th, 2011. Folks, only God can bring this to pass. And it's a part of the curse. And we're in it right now. We've seen what Barack Hussein Obama did. For those that did not know, not only was Barack Hussein Obama a foreigner and a plant and a sodomite and a traitor to we the people in this country, but it's interesting to note the people that he entertained in the People's White House. All the top jobs were set for Muslims in the United States of America. And as a part of the curse, there's 15 blessings, 55 curses. A part of the curse is that they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. And we see that everything that none other than our friend Barack Hussein Obama committed against we the people was nothing short of a violation of Article 3, Section 3, which is the act of treason against we the people. It tells us in verse 36, 28, Deuteronomy, I just said that in military time, forgive me, Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, the Lord shall bring you and the president which shall set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Now I'm going to get to this, friends, because this is some craziness going on in the United States of America. I want you to listen to this. And I want you to listen carefully. Jihad will continue until all the Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, atheists are killed. Your secularism and tolerance cannot change our ideology. Quran does not permit survival of non-Muslims. Abdullah Zubair. We've had 10 Muslim attacks against we the people since September 11th, 2001. And need I reiterate the point, America, that it's your politicians and those that are masquerading as mayors in the United States of America that are luring these people into this country to destroy us? Inadvertently, advertently, it matters not. God is in control of all things, regardless of how you want to see it. Don't give power and don't give tongue to empower your enemy, friends, because they don't know what they're doing any more than they do. Though they think they know what they're doing, when in fact they don't. They are undermining themselves, and the very pit that they are themselves digging, they will fall into it. And what I'm trying to prevent is you falling into it with them. And when you leave out the law to bring about justice, you yourselves are inviting the seed of violence to come near unto yourselves. And it's exactly what's happening in America today. Mustafa Carroll said, director of CARE, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. You know, I did a little homework and I thought, well, how many Muslim attacks in America? Okay, and I was just thinking September 11th, 2001. But folks, do you know that I can go back to, and I'm sure I can go before this, but also keep in mind before I get to this, friends, 1957 was the ambassador's home made in Washington, D.C. So for all those that believe that, you know, we have one of the largest Muslim populations in America, 3.3 million, by the way, to be exact, just checked it, that we are a Muslim nation. No, their posts, their mosques, friends, and I'm talking about the ambassador's home in Washington, D.C., was not built until 1957. So let's go to what I found. 10 members of a local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush the responding officer, killing one. This was in New York in 1972. In 1973, Muslim extremists rob a sporting goods store for weapons, gunning down a police officer who responded to the alarm. This was in 1973. Hey, America. Omar Ahmad, chairman of the board of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. Now, again, keep in mind, I didn't say this. And also keep in mind that CARE and their leaders are convicted of jihad terror-related crimes worldwide. Matter of fact, Senator Charles Schumer said, CARE has ties to terrorism and intimate links with Hamas. Okay, these are created groups that are being used as a modern-day SS that Hitler had under him. And don't forget about Hitler's ties with the use of Muslims to do his biddings for him. And it's the same thing that we're seeing today. And if folks, if you do a little homework, you'll find that the Bushes are tied to the support of none other than Adolf Hitler was. And supporting that war were our boys to the equivalent of 405,399 men and women that were fighting against that tyrant. Keep in mind, the Bushes were helping finance that war. Do your homework. It's not so hard to find. When I come back, friends, I want to stay on this vein because, America, you're in trouble. And I'm showing you the slow, incremental progression of the Islamic society in the United States of America. Keep in mind, over 3,100 mosques in America, former FBI agent calls them military bases in the United States of America. Why?
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Friends, listen to what this caller from Canada had to say about America and her leadership on a global scale.
I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my country back. I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like it's your everything. Yep. Was all about freedom.
As Daniel Webster once said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. America, the right time to do the right thing is right now."
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Also, go over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean EE, Bradley Dean EE on our Facebook account. Friends, you can also jump over on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about, well, Islamic attacks in America. I just shared with you, friends, that there has been a 74% increase of mosques that have been built in America since September 11, 2001. Did you hear what I said? That means there's 3,100 mosques in America. I was just listening to a former FBI agent online with some fresh press. And he was sharing with us that mosques are military bases within, is really what they are. Now, going back to the source, the first segment, we were talking about the presupposition that God is, to begin our conversation, going to the foundation. It's interesting to note that there's 15 blessings and 55 curses in the book of Deuteronomy. And also notice that most people under a false grace believe that they're still under the 15 blessings. We can have them back, but we're not going to have them back without a fight, rest assured. But when you look at it through spiritual eyes, friends, you can see clearly as to where America's at today. Another part of the curse is in verse 49, Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, "The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." This is crazy. The Ikhwan, Muslim Brotherhood, must understand their work in America is kind of grand jihad and eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. And of course, it all works for their totalitarian method of government. This is where we're at today, America. In 1973, Nation of Islam members shoot 7 members of a family to death in cold blood, including 4 children. A defendant in the case is later murdered in prison on orders from Elijah Muhammad. Notice it took place incrementally, slowly but surely in a siege. That means a slow takeover. This is all scripture, friends, and this is what's coming to the light. 1973, 1019, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists kidnap a couple and nearly decapitate the man while raping and leaving the woman for dead. Wow. Hassan Al-Banna, who admired Adolf Hitler back in the 20s, who actually did business with Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler using the Muslims for his political objective to come forth, he said, it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to expand its power to the entire planet. Did you hear what I said? That's kind of funny, friends, because we're finding now that just yesterday it was reported that Sweden is now under pressure to adopt Islamic national flag. Did you hear what I said? So if you think that it cannot happen, it is happening. And I just want to reassure you that if you want to dare the justice of God, you're going to get a response just like they are now in Sweden, in Germany, in France. Folks, what's happening? They're being overthrown. And now we see once they get their way, they want to begin to put pressure on the people of those prospective nations to now adopt the Islamic national flag. But keep in mind what they had to do first. They had to subject themselves to the enemy of their souls. See, again, I've shared with you so many times that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And it's exactly what they've done. They've taken on everything that God condemns, in which God calls an abomination. And then when they see the fruit of their own ways, because they will not be corrected, read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4 and chapter 5, friends. It's all there. Matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's all there, plain and simple to understand what happens when you refuse to take heed to the word of God. And that's exactly what they did. They've accepted so much of what God has condemned. Now they're eating the fruit of their own ways. Talking about what's going on today. Talking about what's going on in America, not in a third world country, America. Talking about what the Lord said he would do with a nation that refuses his commandments to keep and to do them. 1973, 1125, Oakland, California. A grocer is killed in his store by the Nation of Islam terrorists. 1973, Oakland, California. A man is killed by Nation of Islam terrorists while using a phone booth. 1973, 1213, Oakland, California. A woman is shot to death on the sidewalk by Nation of Islam terrorists. 1973, 1222, Oakland, California. Nation of Islam terrorists, 2 people in separate attacks on the same day. Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, and we can see it still happening today. 1973, 1224, Oakland, California. A man is kidnapped, tortured, and decapitated by Nation of Islam terrorists. 1974, Oakland, California. 5 vicious shooting attacks by Nation of Islam terrorists leave 3 people dead and 1 paralyzed for life. 3 of the victims were women. Folks, this has been going on in our country for a long time, not to the degree that it is now. But why hasn't it been stopped? Why has not the axe been laid to the root of the tree long ago? Folks, especially knowing it's coming directly from their own mouths. They're saying what their objective is. It's not like you need witnesses to actually to prosecute these people. They're telling you that they're here to conquer the nation. Siraj Wahaj, as long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, you have to be very careful that your leader is for Allah. You don't get involved in politics because it's the American thing to do. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. I didn't say it, but I'll tell you this, friends. You can see it if you judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16, right? Oakland, California, showing you their fruit. A Nation of Islam terrorist shoots at two Salvation Army members, killing a man and injuring a woman. 1974, Ingleside, California, a man is killed while helping a friend move by Nation of Islam terrorists. Wow. This goes on and on and on. Hey, folks, 1980, let's move up a little bit. Illinois, an Iranian student guns down his next-door neighbor, a husband and wife. 1989, lest you forget, St. Louis, Missouri, a 17-year-old girl is stabbed to death by her parents for bringing dishonor to their family by dating an infidel African-American. Folks, we're American. I don't care what color you are. If you're here and you are a part of who we are under God, we're together in this. 1990, Tucson, Arizona, lest you forget, a Sunni cleric is assassinated in front of a Tucson mosque after declaring that two verses of the Quran were invalid. Isn't that crazy? A religion of force. A religion of force is what we're talking about here, friends. And folks, if you think that this is so far out there, you need to listen to what's coming out of their own mouths. And I want you to listen carefully to this next one, because again, friends, this is what's happening in your country today. Your country today. Your country. Not another country. Again, friends, if this was happening in a third world country, you'd be pulling your hair out, friends, saying you need to attack that foreign country. Well, it's not a foreign country. It's yours. It's your country. I wouldn't want to create the impression that I wouldn't like the government of the United States to be Islamic sometime in the future, but I'm not going to do anything violent, he says, to promote that. I'm going to do it through education, by any means necessary. Ibram Hooper. Islamists fooling the establishment. Another CARE operative. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I got so much to say, friends. If they had been gotten rid of the apostasy punishment, Islam wouldn't exist today. Opposing apostasy is what kept Islam to this day. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Paul calling from New Jersey. Hello, how are you, my friend? Good to hear from you.
Hello. I have a quote for you from Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 19.
Okay.
And it says, "As you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you will serve strangers in a land that is not yours."
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've been seeing is a great dispossession of the American people. And part of this, I think, lands right in the lap of international corporations and corporate interests who want immediate growth with no long-term planning or thinking about the social effects of the people they import. They're just thinking, how can I boost my numbers in next quarter's profits? And that's all they care about. And these economic traders in the Wharton School and elsewhere have been basically selling out our birthright for the past 30 years and then some, you know. They've taken China, which was basically a backwater economy. We sent them the greatest technology, showed them the means of mass production, we showed them the secrets of our manufacturing and how to make our computers and all the rest. And now they've run with the ball, and they're a great power that will be our economic rival, all at the cost of the American middle class. Likewise, the bringing in of, like I said about the migrants, they don't care who they are. They think that they're brainwashing through their media mm-hmm. will make them into good Americans. And they really could give a tinker's cuss about the social repercussions, about what happens to we working class schlubs down on the lower economic rung. There's a great book on this by Pat Buchanan called The Great Betrayal, and he wrote it in the 90s about mm-hmm. the outsourcing and transfer of American technology. And they want immediate growth. And the last point I'd like to make, Bradley, is that, at the same time, the New World Order and the UN is saying, oh, you should have smaller families, oh, you should have the environment and all of that, which makes some sense, but not totally. You know, there's issues with that. At the same time, the reality is the politicians only respect those demographic groups with high birth rates. That's the reality of it, because those are the voters. And so they pander to the Hispanics they've imported, and now they see the birth rate and the demographics of the Muslims, and so they pander to them. So one thing that Christians can do if they want more respect from corporations and politicians is to throw out the birth control, have larger families, and provide a demographic wave of new voters that will vote for the patriot right.
I couldn't have agreed with you more, Paul. That was exactly right. Spot on, my friend. That's exactly what's going on. And what they're doing is they're playing with fire, and they just don't realize at the end of the day, everybody's going to burn for it if we don't deal with the politicians that are playing with it.
And the economists, do they teach any of that about the social, balkanization and the effects in economics classes? Do they teach them that? And then we hand so much power to these CEO traders, right? And like I said, they have no idea about the history of Islamic conquest, the effects of diverse societies and how that destabilizes nations, secessionist movements because of ethnic differences. They know nothing about these issues, and yet we give them so much power through their the economic free market system. And you know, there's a great point about that I heard on another broadcast about the Soviet Union, and the fella said this, you know, the Soviet Union, despite like mass murdering Russian Christians, the Russian Christians in Russia today are still intact as an ethnic group. Well, if you look at all the capitalistic nations of the United States and the West, they're importing their replacements. And the corporations, like I said, they see us as just little cogs in a wheel, little machines and tools to fuel their profits. And as I said, they could give a tinker's cuss of the social ramifications or the social upheavals that are the result of their policies. They'll make off with their billion-dollar golden parachute, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, for a minute. And, I mean, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And we continuously go back to this. And what's sad about it is the American people aren't thinking, Paul, the way that you and I are. And that's what we're trying to do, is to get them awake to the fact that, listen, this is what's going on in your country, and this is how it's being done. I couldn't have agreed with you any more than what you just stated, Paul. Bingo. That's why I love having you on the radio show. And, again, I appreciate you, Paul, from New Jersey. I want to stick to the topic. Thank you again for, Paul, you calling in again. We love hearing from you. One of the things that was just brought up, someone texted in, the Nation of Islam, you're highlighting their crimes. Wait a second. It's a branch off the same trunk, America. The Nation of Islam believes that Muhammad was the last prophet of Allah, and that Elijah Muhammad was a messenger taught by God in the person of Mahdi, whom the NOI claim as Master Fard Muhammad. The Nation of Islam points to the Quran, and for every nation there is a messenger. Like the prophets of old in Scripture, friends, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the list goes on. What did they all do? They were prophets of God, pointing their finger back at the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace, and his name is Jesus Christ. So I just want people to be clear on what I'm highlighting. Again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. It matters not if it's the Nation of Islam. It's Islam. and I want to go on here and make some more points here while I got time, as I have two segments left here. I want to go up to 1990 in Tucson, Arizona. A Sunni cleric is assassinated in front of a Tucson mosque after declaring that the two verses of the Quran were invalid. I just shared with that with you before the end of the last segment. In 1990, an Israeli rabbi is shot to death by a Muslim attacker at a hotel in New York City. In 1993, a Pakistani ties to guns, also tied to the CIA agents, they were gunned down, as well as two CIA agents, outside of the headquarters. This was in Langley, Virginia in 1993. 1993, New York, Islamic terrorists detonate a massive truck bomb under the World Trade Center, killing six people and injuring over 1,000 in an effort to collapse the towers. In 1994, in Brooklyn, New York, a Muslim gunman targets a van packed with Jewish boys, killing a 16-year-old. In 1997, New York, a Palestinian leaves an anti-Jewish suicide note behind and travels to the top of the Empire State Building where he shoots seven people in an attack. Folks, you know, I was just having a conversation right before the radio show today. And what you need to understand is everybody always talks about the symptoms rather than the remedy. And I shared with this individual, I said, well, why don't you pay attention to what they're feeding on? And if you get rid of that, then you're not going to have the symptoms because you're going to have nothing there to feed them, so you might have the symptoms. And when you look at Islam for what it is, America, how you have been deceived up to this point to accept them as the religion of peace, I know not. That's all one has to do is read the scripture. And again, listen, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Period. His name is Jesus Christ. And yes, he is the Prince of Peace. And yes, there is oftentimes before you have peace, you have to war. And that's exactly what Jesus said. I didn't come to bring peace, I've come to bring a sword to establish peace and righteousness in him. And we're not talking about the flesh, friends. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. We're not talking about what these people are doing by force to establish. I mean, the Lord doesn't need robots. He desires repentant children. Period. Actually, he desires repentance that he might have children. If you look at Islam, and again, a religion of peace, when you look in the Quran, folks, I'm just going to give you the scriptures, and far be it from me to promote this in any sense of the word. What I am promoting is peace, America, by you putting your foot down and laying the axe to the root of the tree concerning those that come in here under the guise of playing the peacemakers. Slay the unbelievers wherever you may find them. That's what they're doing. This is the list that I'm reading off in the United States of America. It's in Quran 2, verse 191. Quran 3, verse 28. Muslims must not take the infidels as friends. Quran 3, verse 85. Any religion other than Islam is not acceptable. Listen to this, folks. It's all by force. Quran 5:33. May a man crucify the infidels if they criticize Islam. Crucify them. Quran 8, verse 12. Terrorize and behead those who believe in scriptures other than the Quran. This is what you're allowing in the United States of America. And I wholly, 100% agree with our friend Paul in New Jersey that just said the politicians don't care. And really what it comes down to, in their reprobate minds, these corrupt politicians, the only thing they care about is voters and dependents, and that's exactly why they're bringing them in here, unbeknownst to them in their understanding. They're playing with fire, and at the end of the day, they are going to be burned. And again, this message today, friends, is that we don't burn with them. Quran 8, verse 65, the unbelievers are stupid, urge the Muslims to fight them. This is in America today. Quran 9, verse 5, when opportunity arises, kill the infidels wherever you find them. It's exactly what they're doing. 10 attacks since September 11th, 2001. 74% increase of mosques in the United States of America. Why, America, are you tolerating this? You have over 3,100 mosques in the United States. When are you going to wake up?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
God is basing our conversation off of that very fact, not speculation, but my faith in proving and knowing the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A part of the curse is if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that has not been done away with or abrogated, that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then these things will continue on in this country. Did you hear what he said? And he talks about how it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, America, and to multiply you, and he has promised and he has done. Not one word of his covenant has failed, he said to Joshua, nor has it with us, America. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And among these nations shall find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart and a failing set of eyes and a sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. Have none assurance of thy life, friends. I want to get to the end of this before the end of the hour. I'm trying to do my best to get everything in that 1 hour so I don't have to drag it over into the next hour if I need not. And, folks, here we are. Let's go up to 2000. Let's go to 2001 really quick. And September 11th, nearly 200 people are killed when Islamic hijackers, steer a plane full of people into the Pentagon. Or so we're told. Just can't find that footage, can we? Boy, how many of those eyewitnesses actually died after September 11th? It's pretty amazing. Don't ask any questions, America. No, America, ask questions. That was in Washington, D.C. New York, September 11th. Islamic hijackers steer two planes packed with fuel and passengers into the World Trade Center, killing hundreds of impact and eventually killing thousands when the towers collapsed. At least 200 are seriously injured. How many killed, friends? Thousands. Okay, again, allegedly, this is what we've been told, but it's been you, America, that has been under attack since September 11th. Tampa Bay, Florida, 2002, 15-year-old flies plane into an office building into Tampa. Suicide note reveals his admiration for Osama bin Laden, who's been created, by the way, and desire to commit a terrorist attack. A kid. Interesting. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Going back to the Quran, 9, verse 30, the Jews and Christians are perverts. Fight them. Wow. Wow. Did you hear what they said? The Jews and the Christians are perverts. I mean, let's go back to the fruit of these people, pedophiles. I mean, if your religion promotes killing non-believers, beating women, punishing rape victims, or selling your daughters as well as 12, and even marrying them as low as 9, you're not praying to the God above, friend. You're praying to the one below. I just wanted to set the record straight. Again, do some homework. Quran 9, verse 123, make war on the infidels living in your neighborhood. Just think about those peaceful individuals that live right next door to you, America, that are here not to assimilate but to conquer. They're taught every time they enter into a mosque to make war on the infidels living in their neighborhoods. And it's exactly what they're doing. Quran 22, verse 19, punish the unbelievers with the garments of fire, hooked iron rods, boiling water, melt their skin and their bellies. Wow. That's how strong their God is. Quran 47, verse 4, do not hanker for peace with the infidels. Behead them when you catch them. Well, America, we're talking about what's going on in the United States of America today. 2002, going forward, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A Korean mother is shot in the back by the Muslim sniper, we're told. 2002, Wheaton, Maryland. Muslim snipers guns down a program analyst or an analyst in a store parking lot. 2002, 10-13, Montgomery County, Maryland. Muslim snipers kill 3 men and 2 women in separate attacks over a 15-hour period. This is what they're feeding on, America, in a mosque. That's why that former FBI agent is telling you, America, mosques are military bases within. Now, we just found out a couple weeks ago in Virginia they were just about to set off a terrorist attack in that state. Finding arms. And the will to kill innocent Americans. Why? Because they're feeding on this Quran. They're feeding on this book that commands them to kill, to boil in water. I mean, folks, unthinkable stuff. Hook them with iron rods. Melt their skin and their bellies. Behead them. Put garments of fire on them. Folks, what it is, it's a method to use fear to subject you to their will. And it's, again, you're either going to fear God or you're going to fear man. 2006, going fast forward, saying that it was Allah's choice, a Muslim shoots four of his co-workers and a police officer. That was in 2006. By the way, a lot of these you haven't even heard in the press or through the media because it doesn't fit the narrative. 2006, Seattle, Washington, an angry Muslim American, that's what he called himself, uses a young girl as hostage to enter a local Jewish center where he shoots, folks, where he shoots six women and one of them dies. 2007, Nashville, Tennessee, a Muslim cab driver runs over a Christian after arguing about religion. The young man's ankle and hip are broken by the vehicle. For those that did not know, in 2008, in Texas, Irving, Texas, a Muslim immigrant shoots his two daughters to death on concerns about their Western lifestyle. This is happening in your country. Jonesboro, Georgia, 2008. A devout Muslim strangles his 25-year-old daughter in an honor killing. Did you hear about that, America? Nope, you probably didn't. In 2009, Buffalo, New York, the founder of a Muslim TV station beheads his wife in the hallway for seeking a divorce. Wow. You want to talk about by force? You want to talk about the definition of totalitarianism, friends? And isn't it interesting how it all works for the sons and daughters of Belial? Wow. 2009, Fort Hood, Texas. A Muslim psychiatrist guns down 13 unarmed soldiers while yelling and praising Allah. And interestingly enough, America, you allowed the President of the United States of America to disarm military on military bases to let this atrocity take place. Workplace violence, the criminal called it. And you played it. You played the game, America. After quarreling with his wife over Islamic dress, a Muslim convert shoots his family's members to take them back to Allah and out of the world of sinners. This was in Illinois, Marquette, 2010. Going forward, friends, I'm going to go all the way to the top. 2017, a radicalized migrant runs down eight innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah, and then the media blames the truck. 2017, Tampa Bay, Florida, a recent convert shoots two people to death for disrespecting Islam. Wow! Those are the kind of people I want living next to me. Fresno, California, three men are gunned down at random by a convert to Islam yelling praises to Allah. This is happening in your country today, America. A pastor working as a security guard is shot to death at a transit office by a radicalized Muslim. Folks, it's Muslim. It's Islam. Islam is Islam. Look what they're feeding on. You've heard that saying, you are what you eat. Hello. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a convert to Islam guns down five innocents in the baggage claim area of an airport, 2017. 2016, going backwards now, Columbus, Ohio, a Muslim immigrant goes on a stabbing rampage after expressing his desire to kill infidels. Where did he get that from, friends? The mosque that's being planted in your backyard. And they want to, and they have the audacity to play the victim. When everything that they feed on, friends, teaches them to kill the infidel. Just like I've told you about so many other groups that are being used in this country. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes, America. And until you figure out, you would liberate yourself if you could just understand the method. Smack him in the face, kill him, behead him, whatever the case might be. And then you stand back when the media gets there to help you out. They think, for a moment, it's only temporary, and you decry the victim. That's exactly what's happening in America. Love you about what we do, 1 John 3:18.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.